This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Happy Friday, guys. The week started off with Kate putting Whipper into line.
Be quiet, Whipper. Just for a second.
What would you say your radio strength is?
I'll keep you boys in line.
And of course, Whipper continued to add fuel to the fire.
You know what he said to me?
What?
I don't think that people, when they think of you, that they would naturally think, oh, Kate's funny. But you know what? You are funny. And I think people are surprised. My 9-year-old thinks I'm funny.
Of course she does. She's a child. You can do adult stuff as well. You need to believe in yourself.
Oh, thanks, Whipper. Thank you.
Naturally, we took it to the people of Sydney to see what they think.
I think you're hilarious.
Thank you so much for calling. You sound a lot like my dad, I have to admit, but I appreciate the call.
Yeah, Paul, have you guys been close as cousins over the years?
We found out this week that the Mexican 24-hour news service can get a little out of hand.
RCG Media were showing vision of the solar eclipse live. It was just unfortunate that there was an employee there who was not happy with the station, been there for a long time, wanted to get out and thought he would go out with a bang. So as everyone was watching the solar eclipse live, he put up a photo of his testicles.
What do you mean?
Has he taken the photo?
Great question, Kate. I don't think you can really selfie yourself from down there, can you?
Yes.
Can you, mate? That's an eclipse.
You know, Whipper is such a gnarly, cool surfer dude.
Hey, man. Hey, got you there. Hey, I went for a surfing lesson in Byron Bay, man. I was like on a classic 9, like I was on a Big Mal.
Getting totally tubular. But just don't ask him to put on a wetsuit.
And I'd forgotten how good it is to actually do a wee in a wetsuit. Oh, my God. It can really spread through the entire thing and warm up the whole.
You in a wetsuit. That would have been a 2-hour process getting into that.
Well, getting it off was even harder. We had to cut me out of it.
We love our listeners on the show.
Shana, did you break something that you borrowed?
I borrowed my boyfriend's car at the time that I needed it for a couple of minutes live, and I hit a pothole in Armidale to Tamworth and I blew 3 tyres.
Three!
And just know how to change them myself. Had no one else to call, so I had to call him crying.
You said you were going to have it for a few minutes, but you were on your way from Armidale to Tamworth.
Yes. On
the road again. Kate's dad is a big fan of radio shows, so when he confused Whipper for another, larger announcer, she had trouble keeping it together.
And then he goes, Oh, I know Whipper. He's really good friends with that Wolverine guy, Hugh Jackman, isn't he? I'm going, Hugh Jackman, I didn't mean to say, and then I realised he thought you were Gus Ward. God, it made me laugh.
There's the fat joke.
The big bone, Gus Warland.
People sure have some weird pets, right? And we reckon an octopus probably qualifies.
What sort of a pet is an octopus?
Well, this is what I thought. And I've been deep diving into the octopus this morning.
Clear your search history again, please, Miss Richie.
If you wouldn't mind, repeat that.
And the stuff that I've learned.
I'll step out if you want.
Stuff that I have learned has been mind-blowing.
Give us a couple of examples.
An octopus doesn't live for very long.
How long?
So, I don't know.
Who doesn't like a wedding? Love is in the air and romance is alive. But Kate has another view on things.
Whether you like it or not, whatever stage of your relationship you're in, weddings get you thinking, don't they?
Yeah. Love is in the air, Kate.
Well, yeah, all the other way. You sit there and you think, you idiot.
Fitzy occasionally has a bit of a hard time getting listeners' names right.
Alana, what do you want to speak about?
It's actually Elena.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Elena. There was a Y in there. I was going to go for it, and then I thought, you know what? You'll just move on anyway, but you didn't. Stay in your Elena, Fitzy.
We then took calls on the most outrageous places you've worked remotely from.
That would be at Joe Bailey, at the hairdresser. I feel like I just need to be, you know, high maintenance to be low maintenance.
Arthur in Parramatta, where have you worked from?
Yeah, I was skiing in Japan, actually. It was quite funny. Every single time I was on the chairlift, and we'll go through the rollers on the chairlift, I had to mute myself so they won't hear.
Chairlift. Did you pull it off, Arthur?
Yep, no one knows.
This week, siblings found out that they were accidentally sending nudes to each other. And when the guys heard about it, they just couldn't seem to believe it.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You'd
if I saw a nude photo of anyone in my family, I'd go, well, that's Dad.
Yeah, you remember family members. I would have a pretty good idea.
Really?
And, yeah, and my mum and your mum, I would have a pretty good idea as well.
That'd be clear. Oh, Christine.
You give me a lineup and I'll pick Christine straight away.
Just quickly, Whipper's mum, Christine, what sort of things would you like on a date with Fitzy?
Oh, I love a meat raffle. I love bingo too.
Mum.
See you guys next week.
Love you all.
Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.